it's critically important to me, actually, that our locally elected school board play a role in any decision that I may make related to orders related to the district. And I've asked the school board to make an official recommendation on a requirement for masks in schools. But their next regularly scheduled meeting isn't until September 3rd. School starts August 24th. It would have been much more impactful and would have prevented far more illness for the county council to have supported Dr. Dunn's mask order for schools countywide. Pending our school board support, though, I would be prepared to act in my capacity to put that order in place for our school district. Our city attorney's office has conducted a detailed and thorough analysis of my options and abilities, and they've determined that it is within my legal capacity as mayor to declare a local emergency and issue orders related to that emergency to protect public health and safety. And I'm fully confident in our city attorney's findings. On July 1st, the provisions of HB 294 that we know as the endgame law were repealed. That was written into the legislation. And this included the repeal of the automatic termination of local emergencies related to COVID-19. Our city attorneys further determined that while the laws enacted in the 2021 special sessions do specifically limit the emergency authority of a local health department and the governor with respect to mask orders, those limitations do not extend to mayors. So this authority and ability is not unique to Salt Lake City.